At its regular April meeting on the 16th, Ames City Council held a hearing about combating illicit sex trafficking and illegitimate massage therapy businesses in the Story County area. The hearing was held at the request of the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery, a statewide group hoping to see city ordinances against trafficking being passed by local municipalities throughout Iowa that would empower local officials and local law enforcement to regulate and investigate massage businesses that would be suspected of human trafficking. Members of the city council discussed various ordinances that have been already put into place across the state of Iowa, particularly those in Des Moines, Iowa City, Johnston, and Cedar Rapids. Other considerations about what is the right amount of local involvement were discussed by city council members during a meeting which lasted more than an hour. The hearing resulted in the adoption of a motion to begin the process of investigating implementation of an ordinance similar to the one in Des Moines, but tailored to suit the needs of Ames and Story County. Before getting to this decision, numerous presentations were made, including ones by Dr. George Blitzos of the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery, massage therapist Michelle DeMarie, Ames City Police, Assistant City Manager Brian Phillips, and members of the public, including citizens who are concerned about trafficking and many owners of massage therapy businesses. City Council members participated actively throughout the hearing. Many asked pointed questions that indicated they had come prepared. Opening statements were made by Ames Chief of Police Sy Kosh.
Trafficking and exploitation are very real issues across the country and unfortunately also in Iowa. We're here tonight to discuss regulation of massage services, but I think it's important to note that trafficking also occurs in a number of other settings. We know it occurs in construction, retail, agriculture. It's all around us, unfortunately. Trafficking cases for law enforcement are long, complex, and difficult cases. Victims are moved around the state. They're moved around the country. Part of that is to interfere with development of trusting relationships that we need to prosecute the traffickers. With respect to massage establishments, the premise behind most local regulations is to require evidence of state licensure and allow city officials on the premises to verify that that local requirement of holding state licensure is being adhered to.
Assistant Manager Brian Phillips.
As we look at the different alternatives you might take, there's a pretty wide spectrum of different levels of local government involvement in this particular profession. Do you want local involvement, and to what extent do you want that to occur? So those are really the questions we would need to understand if you wanted us to proceed.
My name is Michelle DeMarie. I am a licensed massage therapist. I'm here today on behalf of my profession, for lack of a better way of putting it. It never occurred to me that there would be individuals that would establish illicit practices under the guise of practicing massage. It saddens me, it sickens me to know that there are people being victimized. On behalf of myself, and I have 10 wonderful therapists here with me, and I know there's several others in the room, that basically are asking the council to please consider helping us. We have 49 actively licensed massage therapists here in town. I'm not sure if any of you were aware of that, but that's a lot of massage therapists. We all love our industry. We're very saddened that it's been tarnished by these individuals. And I think it's kind of unique that we're asking for something like this. The state just doesn't appear to have the capacity to review all of the concerns and complaints that are registered. So again, while these illicit businesses are open, there really is a difficult way for the local authorities to get that foot in the door. Another thing important to mention is you can walk into an establishment and maybe the owner or manager will have their therapist say that they can only work under one license. And I hope that most of you know, and if you didn't before, you will now. We are all required to maintain an individual license. So if somebody from the community walks into a place of business and ask the therapist to see their license, and they say, well, I don't have one, but my manager does, that's an immediate red flag. We don't want these places of business in our communities. I know you don't either. So I feel that a local ordinance would be a complement to the laws that are already in effect, protect the integrity of our profession that we're incredibly proud to serve and passionate about. but we don't want to make it so restrictive and burdensome that we basically just don't want people to go into this wonderful business. So we don't want to discourage anyone either.
George Belitzos, good evening, Council. I want to begin by first thanking the mayor and the council for scheduling this human trafficking workshop. Tonight, I speak on behalf of the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery to rid Iowa of human trafficking. Tonight, I plead with the council to lend us a hand in fighting this heinous crime. Traffickers net a huge profit off the bodies of their victims. Specifically, we're asking the council to eventually instruct our city attorney to draft an ordinance to regulate and set standards to create a clear separation between therapeutic massage, the legitimate businesses that do great work, and shady businesses that use massage as a ruse for prostitution and trafficking. What we're asking you to do is make Ames least hospitable place for traffickers to do business. For nearly 2 years, the network has been urging local cities to pass ordinances to crack down on illicit massage parlors. Since then, we've been successful in getting 16 cities to adopt ordinances. I've been increasingly concerned about Ames since so many cities, especially in the last 6 months, have passed ordinances. Because these illicit massage businesses have moved out of town where they're under inspection and where there's more risk involved, and they move to friendlier places like Ames, where there's less risk of being discovered. These fronts for sex trafficking advertise online in hidden websites in the belly of the internet. This is how they inform the buyers of sex that they're open for business. The internet is driving the sex trafficking industry, and as soon as one site is shut down by Congress, another site opens. The internet listing ads have phrases such as new pretty girls coming soon, new girl, new feeling. Those are both quotes from ads from last year that were on Backpage from massage businesses in Ames. Photos accompany these internet ads, and they show women dressed in high heels, lingerie, and thongs. Back in May 2017, the network worked very hard with the legislature on a bill, was Senate File 445, which repealed the Iowa Code Section 152C. This repeal gave Iowa cities the authority to require licenses and enforce restrictions and/or regulations on massage businesses. For example, cities, and some of them have done this through their ordinances, now require criminal background checks. There is no requirement of a criminal background check for a licensed massage therapist. Some of the ordinances do that, others do not. There's actually 16 different ordinances. None of them are exactly alike. I noticed in the city staff report that there was a mention that what we might do is just wait for the state to increase regulation. The state does not want to do anything more than license. The state legislature is trying to deregulate and get out of involvement of licensing. So the state is not interested. A lot has changed since the last time we were here, August 2017. That was the last time you considered an ordinance. First, the city of Johnston at that time was the only city with an ordinance, so we've come a long way. Second, there is a growing public awareness of this problem. And since January 1st in central Iowa, 9 traffickers have been sentenced to prison, all operating in central Iowa. Third, massage therapists are now starting to support local ordinances. We didn't have that 2 years ago, and we thank them for that. Finally, this city council have taken a stand for public health and safety many times. We want you to take the lead on this again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Thea Turner, and I'm here on behalf of the Iowa State Network Against Human Trafficking. We are the student chapter. From a student perspective, we are here to advocate for a massage parlor ordinance. We see it as a definite need in the city of Ames. 16 cities have already passed an ordinance. There's no reason a city like ours, with the amount of students and families, doesn't have something to regulate massage parlors. With the support of licensed massage therapists, I believe that there's no reason to not have an interest in going forward in this. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Diana Crossway, and I'm just a citizen, not representing anybody. I was living under a rock. I thought it was a problem of the big city. Human trafficking is happening here in Iowa. So I came to say I think law enforcement should be able to walk in. They go into all sorts of places. I think we have a great relationship with our Ames Police and our Iowa State Public Safety, so they should be visible. And I think just because a license is displayed, that doesn't necessarily mean the license and the person go together. We need to make sure that these women are protected. And then later, when some of these women are recovered from the system, they shouldn't be penalized. They did not choose to go into prostitution. They were forced into it. So we need to make sure that we have resources available to them so they can hopefully get their lives back on track. Because it's nothing that you would want your daughter to go through, your sister, your neighbor. And until we all stand up and take a stand and say enough, it's going to keep happening.
Hi, my name is Brittany Lenihan. I am a sexual abuse advocate with a focus on human trafficking at an agency called Access. I provide support for victims and survivors who have been sexually abused and help create hope for labor and sex trafficking survivors. What these individuals have to endure is unimaginable. Each person is different, but time and time again, I have heard the endless battles one has to go through every day and have been asked further in someone's healing what it is that communities are doing to help combat this heinous crime. We provide services to Tama, Marshall, Story, Boone, and Greene counties. Each has done their own part to help combat human trafficking in their community and have either already passed the massage ordinance or are in the process of starting the conversation to bring it to their community. I hope to be able to tell them all of the different ways communities are coming together to help combat human trafficking and adding the massage ordinance on that list for Story County because everyone deserves freedom and a safe community to live in. Thank you.
Councilman David Martin.
I would move to have staff bring us possibilities for an ordinance or simply further decision points along the lines of Des Moines' ordinance, adding some provisions to somehow hold the owners and managers responsible, and some additional measure to assist in investigation once you get into a business and find it warranted.
Okay.
Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? All right. Carry unanimously. Okay. The next step that will happen is that it will come back as a staff report. Council will discuss that. We'll invite public input. And then on the basis council decides they want to move forward, then they'll give direction to staff to start drafting an ordinance. So it'll, and then when we have an ordinance come in place, so it's going to take several months to go through this process. It won't not be instantaneous, but the point is that the wheels are certainly in motion now at this point to start moving that forward. But we let staff decide the schedule, but we know it's important thing for our community.
After the meeting, I asked George Blitzos for his response to the meeting's outcome.
Very pleased that the council did put forth a motion to get an ordinance written, and we've been waiting 2 years for this, and the people who spoke in favor. And we get 15 people, including massage therapists, with the same concern and asking for action. The council listened, and they're taking action.
Do you feel that an ordinance that's like this actually does hit at the heart the biggest victim in all this, which is the girl who's being trafficked? How does this really reach that person?
For the most part, what they're considering with an ordinance isn't going to help the victim. It has helped, but the bulk of the women are just going to be moved other places. However, I do know in cities where the ordinances have been put in place and where arrests have been made, that women have been rescued.